Okay, so like today's episode, we're gonna get into different kind of relationships you get into when you want drugs, because it's real interesting to see how we relate to other people and the different people that we have in our lives when we're going through that. All right, so the first relationship, obviously, it's always gonna be the dealer addict relationship. Now, the dealer addict relationship to me is probably the most important relationship there is when you want drugs. Because, like, you gotta trust your dealer that he's not gonna give you anything that's gonna harm you, you know? And he's not gonna give you fake drugs, you know? You gotta. You know, your dealer gotta trust you too, cause it's a two-way street. He gotta make sure that, you know, if he let you hold something to get money, that you're gonna come back, you know? Cause I seen a lot of dealer relationships go left. Like, one day, I'm going in Montgomery and shit. This is when I'm getting high. And I see one of the guys, and this guy, he always was like mad friendly, mad quiet, mad laid back and shit. But now I see this nigga pissing on a bitch, and I'm like, yo, what the fuck is going on? Why is he pissing on her? You know what I'm saying? Like, come on. That's crazy. And, you know, he just beat the shit out of her. My homegirl's like, nah, this bitch over money and shit. And, like, you know, again, too, like, I don't know. I don't know if it's like, why would you get into a debt that you can't pay? Or why would a dealer give you a motherfucking credit that he might not get back in a large scale that he needs? Because I always been the type of person, I don't know, my father taught me this. Never give anybody anything that you need. So, like, if you can't spare it, don't give it and be like, oh, I'm giving you my last. Never do that. Never give nobody your last. So, you know, sometimes the dealers, they be like, oh, this person comes every day, but not realizing that person has a drug problem. And it just gets bad. You know, sometimes it gets good because I had dealers that, you know what I'm saying? They used to fight for me. I actually seriously fight for me. Like, oh, she here to see me. She here to see me. Just be like, I don't know who to choose. But yeah, the addict dealer relationship is important. 'Cause I mean, you don't want to go to a pharmacy and they don't got the right meds, they got generic drugs, you know. You won't go to Walgreens and you want to make sure that they stand by their values. So that's how it is for like a dealer. All right, and another, all right, so this one might be a little longer than the other ones. This is like your family. You know, your parents, your kids, your grandparents, your aunts, your uncles. Yo, it's just those relationships. I don't know if I should even break them down little by little, but yeah, let's break them down. All right, so as far as family is concerned, all right, your parents. Like, we all grow up wanting our parents to be happy with us, wanting our parents to, you know, be like, oh, you know, I'm proud of my child. And we get into drugs and they don't know how to handle it. They don't know how to handle it because they never set you up to learn how to use drugs unless you have one of those parents. Because I had a friend that her mom was the first one to shoot her up. So, you know, but like if you have parents that never use drugs, like let's say my mom's, And she gets disappointed, you know, like when me and my sister was getting high. Because she didn't expect the kids to be getting high. But then again, you know, your parents gotta understand, you don't want your kids getting high, but your kids got trauma that they trying to deal with, right? And then now it's the sibling relationship, and it's bad because, you know, if you have an older sibling, they're gonna be like, damn, you know, why didn't they follow my example? And if you have a younger sibling, it hurts them more when you go on missions because, you know, they really look up to you and they probably like change their life and behavior just because of you. And like, they'll stay in the house or whatever because they'll feel like, oh, you know, I'm the only one that's gonna let her in the house, you know? So, you know, you gotta watch like the dynamics change and it affects whole families, you know? Another, and then as addicts, we try to like make up for like the damaged relationships we have with other people, and it's not good either because like we shouldn't even be around people when we're in active addiction getting high because we hurt so many people, we hurt our kids, you know? And that's just like even worse heartbreak because your kids are taken away from you and they're raised a certain way, thinking that, you know, you pick drugs over them. And it's like, you know, they would rather you pick a man over them or pick the streets over them. But, you know, at least they could beat the streets or you could get locked up and, you know. They could come see you and they could be like, yeah, the streets ain't about shit. But how do you compete with drugs? How do you compete with something that makes somebody feel real good? You know? And you know, it's like a lot of our family members, they feel like they gotta compete with that drug shit and they don't know how to handle it. I have a podcast on that. So I'm not really gonna get into the relationship with family. We're gonna move forward to the next. You know, relationship. Okay, so the drug relationship. The drug relationship I noticed falls into three separate categories. Follow me if you will. The first category is drug addict guy and drug addict girl. Here's a story of two drug addicts that found a way to merge their resources and their addictions together, and they just go on a whole crime spree, life of crime. And, you know, at the time when they're together, you never notice how united these two people are. And that's because, of course, you're gonna be united. You alienated everybody. You alienated your family, you alienated your friends, you alienated your coworkers, you alienated everybody. So basically, you just out there getting high, they out there getting high, and you just bump heads in under some train track somewhere. You notice that you like the way the blood flows in the needle when he shoots up, and boom, that needle turns into Cupid arrow and you're in love, you know? But that should be a superficial bullshit ass love because motherfuckers, they'll feel entitled to shit. And you know, a lot of women, they'll start selling their pussy for shit. Me, myself, I just like turned into a burglar, con artist, boost thug, just hook up by crook, just anything to get that bread, you know? Just so, you know, me and my drug relationship. And it's a bad dynamic too, because, you know, a lot of the times when both of y'all drug addicts, it usually be the girl with the most earning potential and spending power, you know what I mean? Very seldom that there be a guy that's on drugs and with their girl, and they're the one doing all the hustling. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I like my own money. I was always taught like that. And then you got the I like these. I really like these. We got the drug addict guy that goes with the girl that don't know nothing about drugs, never did drugs, never smoked weed. She probably even go to church, you know? And the tragic thing about this is that the guy's toxic. He's on drugs, so obviously that's toxicity at its finest. And the girl's probably lonely and shit like that, and decides to get back into the dating world and finds out that the nigga misrepresented himself because he's a drug addict. But she's at the point where she can't go back, and now she's living all type of toxic shit that she didn't expect to live. You know what I'm saying? It'd be like the, you know, she'll be going to see the nigga in jail. She'll be going to programs. She'll be going to Codependence Anonymous. And it's like, bitch, you know, get you a regular ass nigga. But they don't want a regular ass nigga because their self-esteem is so low that they want to be loved. But they're not willing to do the commitment in order to help that person the way they need to be helped. Okay? And then, ugh, I don't even think that this is even a relationship, but we're gonna mention it. Is the drug addict girl and the man that wants to rescue her. Oh, I hate those relationships. I fucking hate them shits. I hated them when I was an addict. I did my best not to fall victim to that shit. Because you see, like, the girl be out there in the street shooting up, smoking crack, dusted, I don't know, whatever drugs she likes to do, pilled up, fucking methamphetamine. You know, bitches is doing it. They doing their drugs and they tricking and they find a trick. And the trick is like, come on, you ain't gotta do this no more. I'ma take you away from this. Yeah, you taking her away from the streets. But you still going to take that bitch to cop. You still taking out loans against your motherfucking retirement account and shit so the bitch could have money for her drugs. And bitch, probably you probably living with the bitch and she got the nigga, the drug addict nigga that she was with, her drug relationship, pulling up in the house, fucking her and shooting up with her while you at work and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, and then, or else, maybe the bitch is like, nah, fuck it, I'm gonna give it a try. And the bitch stop using drugs. But there's a lot of people that be feeling like, because you don't use drugs and they never use drugs, they could talk to you a certain kind of way. So now you're left there being talked to any kind of way, being treated any kind of way, because you don't want to go back to the streets. That's not good. You know what I'm saying? Not good. Not good. Not good. Those be the relationships where you be seeing the girl and you be like, oh, where's this girl? I ain't seen her around in months. And they be like, oh, she's doing good. She got a man. She cleaned herself up. It just happens that the bitch moves to another town in Jersey and still comes to Jersey City to cop. The only thing is that she's not on the street sucking dick or stealing or doing none of that shit. And that's, I hate that type of drug relationship. We gonna get into another one. We gonna get into another one. And the next episode, I mean the next episode, the next segment is probably gonna be my favorite one to talk about.